Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Rebel Cinderella. From rags to riches to radical, the epic journey of Rose Pastor Stokes. By Adam Hochschild. Read by Lisa Flanagan.
For George and Anne Borchardt. Prologue. Tumult at Carnegie Hall. May 5th, 1916. Some 3,000 people are packed into seats on both the sloping main floor and the four tiers of boxes and balconies, sweeping in graceful arcs around the side and back walls. Men and women from an overflow crowd are standing at the rear of the hall. Another 1,000 people have been turned away at the door. But this is no ordinary evening in New York City's venerable Temple of the Arts. Policemen, uniformed and plain clothes, are stationed in Carnegie Hall's aisles, in the corridors, and on the pavement outside. They are here because they have anticipated just what is now happening. A young woman is publicly violating the law. The crowd tonight has gathered to denounce the notorious Comstock Act, which makes it a crime to distribute material of an immoral nature, including information about birth control. On stage is Rose Pastor Stokes, a slender woman of 36, her reddish-brown hair pulled back in a chignon. Her voice carries a warmth and passion that has given her a rare ability to inspire almost any audience. "We have met here," she says, "in protest against the law which operates to keep the knowledge of contraception from the mothers of the poor, and blinks at the fact that the comfortable classes obtain that knowledge from their highly paid physicians and from one another. We demand that the law, which is a dead letter for the rich, also become a dead letter for the poor." She mocks those who claim that birth control is not only against the law of man, but of the Almighty. "Such junior partners of the Lord seem to know it is God's will that children should come indiscriminately into the world, and that a large percentage of them should also be forced out of the world by humanly preventable conditions." An immigrant, socialist, and union organizer, Rose Pastor Stokes spent 12 long years of her childhood and youth in sweatshops manufacturing cigars. Despite having less than 2 years of formal schooling, she has become one of the most renowned radical orators of her time. She has the crowd's rapt attention as she describes how she has received letters from young mothers with 2 or 3 or 4 children who desire to wait for a time when they can decently and safely take care of.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?